Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Tetzayin in the Art School Oiz Vahadar edition, starting the third parak of Masechet Sukkah in the bottom of Daf Tzvav Amud Beis. Sukkah Mishnah. Lulav Agazel, a stolen lulav, v'ayovish, or a dried lulav, or a pasul. One may not use his lulavim on Sukkahs. Shel Asheira, if it's a lulav coming from a tree that was worshipped over the Zorah, or a city that the majority of the people in the city worship over the Zara, again, it's possible. Niktam Roshoy, if the top of the Sukkah was cut off, Nifritzu Olov, the leaves of the lulav fell off and they're tied together, it's possible as well. Nifridu Olov, the leaves of the lulav are still connected to the lulav, they're just opened up, then it's kosher. If it opened up, one should tie it up in the top so it will be connected. Tzinei Har Barzel is a type of lulavim that the leaves are very short. It's still kosher. We'll see in the Gemara what needs to be there in order for it to be kosher. Any lulav that has three tfachim, we're in Daf Tzayin and Daf on top. Kedei l'ra'aneaboy, in order to shake it, kosher. We'll see in the Gemara, it means you have to have three tefachim. In addition, you have to have also another tefach to shake with it. Meaning a total of four tefachim. Three tefachim, the height of the hadasim and aravas, and one tefach in addition that's on top of it to shake with it. That's the shear of a lulav to be kosher. So the Gemara. Tani Rab Chiyo v'lakachtem lachem mishlachem v'lagozol. The pasuk says it should be yours, cannot be stolen. Someone takes a lulav gozel. What is he similar to? Le'echad shekibed es ha'shilton tom chui echot. One came and gave the king some food. Then he found out the food doesn't belong to the giver. It belongs to the king. Meaning, he stole it from the king. So omru, ei lezeh shenaseh sanigoyur katigoyur. It's terrible for this person who's trying to appease the king, give him something to be a senegar for him, and now became not only a senegar, became the opposite. It's a tain against him, you stole from the king. When a person brings lulav agazel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's bringing something which is actually a kategor, something that will be against him instead of being something that will be miratze. Continues the Gemara, says, shofar shavad zara, taking a shofar of an animal as of a zara. Veshir and Indachas, or from an animal that was part of here in Indachas, the city that they worship of a desert. Avodah says that's kosher. Tani Rabchiya kosher. So Rabchiya brought a brice that's kosher. Tani Rabbi Shaya posel. Shaya brought a brice that's posel. That's a machlik is going shayfer. But a kol moedim belulav shu posel. By lulav, it's going to be posel. Mabin shayfer, mabin lulav. What's there between shayfer and lulav? Omev yaseh belulav ksiv lakachtem lachem mishel lachem. It needs to be yours and not something which is also bano. It doesn't belong to you because you're not allowed to enjoy it. But by shofar it says, it doesn't say it has to be yours. It's a day of the blowing of a shofar. So you can use even something that doesn't belong to you. So the pasuk never restricted where the shofar comes from. Omar Blazer, he brings another explanation between a shofar and a lulav. Tamon begufo hu yoytze. Pramacho bekoilo hu yoytze. With a lulav, he's using the actual guf of the lulav. He has to use the lulav in order to be yoytze the mitzvah. But by shofar, he's not using the actual shofar. He's using the voice coming out of the shofar, the sound that comes out of the shofar. So that is not considered to be using the davashu oyser. Fiyesh koil also ba'anoyo. Is koil something which also ba'ano? It's not an actual item. Says the Gemara, my plegin, where is there a machlokes if you could use shofar, which is gozel? It's only if he stole it already prepared to be used. But he took a shofar which was not prepared. It wasn't yet hallowed in order to be used. He is the one who did the shifui, he prepared the shofar. He means he changed its original state. Then, because the klal is, you're koine b'shinui. He's acquiring the shofar but changing the way he looks. Kozo lulav mikan vehodos mikan varovi mikan veogdon. Meaning he stole a lulav from one place and has another place, or of another place, or even from the same place. The main point is ogdon. He put a bow around them. The shayla of the igud of tying them together is that considered to be a shinu. So the one is shvini min ado. Let's learn from the following: sukkah gzulo. When you have a stone sukkah, is tani tani ksheiro? Is tani tani psulo? So machlek is regarding a sukkah if sukkah gzulo is okay or not. Rav Simon b'shem Yeshua ben Levi mando makshero b'shigoz al karka. He stole the land of his friend. Karka inyan exelis, you can't really steal a land. It's more like borrowing. And sukkah shehulo, borrowed sukkah is kosher. Mando mar psulo b'shigoz al psal. When one who says pasul is when he stole the schach, he stole the leaves he puts on the sukkah. V'hefsha shelo yikosher. I mean, doesn't he have to tie up this chach together? So you see, the tying is not considered to be shinui. It's not going to be something to be koine. Says the Gemara, but miyasha milamalon. He did not tie this chach together. He just put it on the sukkah. So there's no riot from here that tying is not a shinui. Rabbanan, the kisur b'sher b'yichron ben zeh, the kisur b'chaim is ksheir. They're both kosher. Because by schach, you're going to have to tie it up, and tying is a shinui and is koine. Hezu gzula psula. What's going to be a sukkah gzula, which is considered to be pasul? Kol shunichaz toch sukkoso shel chaveru shaloi midaitoi. Meaning, they hold every sukkah is kosher because he created a shinui. The only sukkah shall be pasul is the one who just goes into a sukkah that was built by his friend. So he had no shinui. There he's considered to be a shoyel shaloi midas. He's borrowing something that doesn't belong to him. And that's a gzela. Kishol shaloi midas, according to this mandomer, is gazlan. Kado, so Gemara brings a rayo that only when he takes a sukkah which was already there, it's then he's not yoytze de choyva. But if he just go, he steals land, he is yoytze. Because Gamliel Zugo overly matlo gushukah. Gamliel Zugo build a sukkah in the middle of the market. Avam Shimon Lokish Omerlei Man Sharlach. Kimish Lokish says, who allowed you to do it? It's not right for you to build a sukkah in the middle of the market. You are goyzel the rabbi, you're sure shlomidas. But he didn't tell him, you're not yoytze de chayva. Mashra, he was yoytze de chayva, but he did something which was wrong. So that's a raya that someone who steals the land of his friend or uses his land without permission, he is yoytze de chayva sukkah. Continues the Gemara daf tzayin amud beis. So Gemara yovesh pasul, the dry lulav is pasul. Rav Avi Mishavidim and Pazi, ha yovesh pasul. Why is it pasul? Because it says, Hashem lo yameisim yehaluko. And the dry is like dead, so it's not hodr. And even though the idea of hodr is written by Esrik, pre-etz hodr, but you learn lula from Esrik. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, ha-yovish atzmei kosher. He holds that if it's a dry lula, it's kosher, because you don't learn lula from Esrik. Omer le'er Rabbi Yehuda ve'aloi b'korche ha-yom merishim lula ve'em le'bneim. He wrote a raya. That in the far places, in the far countries, so they bequeath their lulavim to their children. Meaning they're using dry lulavim from year to year, from generation to generation. Don't bring me a raya from there in Kor Chayam, where they do not have lulavim. So they have no choice but to use an old lulav, a yovashtik lulav. And they are born and allowed Am Yisrael to use a dry lulav. Bon Kamei Ravavino, they asked Ravavino, Yovash Tzitzi Soima, what happens if the top of the lulav became dry, not the entire lulav? So what's the difference between that or if the lulav was cut on top? Though we said that it's possible. When it's cut, you're actually missing a piece of the lulav. It's not right. It's not hodr. But if it's only dry on top, maybe it's okay. Ramaluch b'shem Shub and Levi said nichlok hamatim. The matim is the tyoimis, which is the middle leaf of the lulav. Kimi, our gear says she nifridu olim. It's as if it was separated. So we learned in the Mishnah that it's okay. The gears of the Ramban is Kimish Nifritsu Olav, which means that it fell off and it's pasul. Kapois Tumorim, it says in the pasuk, so we dash from here of Taf and Oimer, Kafut Tumorim. You have to tie it together, you have to bundle it together. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kapois Tumorim Kishman, that's the name of it. It doesn't tell you anything. Rabbi Yudo, he dashes Oimer Nifrit Yagdeno, not a gudo, but if the leaves opened up, you have to tie it together, and that's what we saw in the Mishnah. When do we say that he's loving that the leaves are very short? It's kosher. That the top of one leaf reaches the bottom of the next, the leaf on top of it. Tani charus psulo. Doimu lecharus kosher. Charus means that the lulav became very hard, so then it's pasul. But if it just started to become hard and it's not completely like a branch, it's kosher. Continues the Gemara, Shirin Ba'aba B'Shem Yechanon, Kini Mastisa, the way you read the Mishnah, we're using the Yerusha of Chaim, is V'chedelin Aneh B'Kosha. Means you have to have three tefachim of the lulav, and in addition, another tefach to be able to shake the lulav. A total of four tefachim. As the Gemara explains, Tani, Hadas V'arovo Shloisha, the lulav arba, the Hadas arba, three tefachim. The lulav is one tefach higher than they had to shake it. Meaning, we take a amo, a regular amo, but instead of dividing it to six, we divide it to five. So every tefach is a lulav more. It's a tefach and a fifth. And that's the tefachim we use to measure the lulav in the arov and hadasim. No, you use a regular amo, regular size of tefachim. Al der tafon pushchim ramavim. Al tayu der abonon pushchim dekiking. Rav Tarfon's shita is that it's larger tefachim. Rabban holds a small tefachim. Rav Yoinev Shimon Logish Rav Yudin Nishayu Nesio lulav tefach. Has to have a tefach to shake it above the adasim and arovus. Rav Shimon Shuba Levi ezov tefach. The ezov that's used for the mitzayro that you have to put it, dip it into the water of the mitzayro has to be a length of a tefach. So Rav Zera Boi, so Rav Zera asked, lulav tefach, ezov tefach. How can you compare the lulav in the ezov? Is the lulav all you need a tefach? You need to have a tefach only more than the original three tefachim. So it's not exactly comparable to the lulav in the ezov. Meaning, if you just want to list things that we said tefach, it's a much longer list. So Zigmar, you're right. Omar Beisi, Kaimir of Simon. Rav Simon explained it like this. Chinin of Simon, Mishum, Shum, and Levi. Here's the list of things that are tefach. Lulav tefach, ezov tefach, Shofar tefach, the length of the shofar needs to be at least a tefach. Shilya tefach, which means a fetus, the size of a fetus in order to cause tumo, is at least a tefach. If something came out from a woman less than a tefach, we assume it's not a shilya. For here, showing me to put into the list of Davin Shlish is tefach, the third wall of a sukkah is also tefach. We're just bringing lists of things that are tefach, and that's why you could put the lulav and the ezov together. Rav Zeira boy, Zeira asked the question. Lulav tefach, milvat shizro. Shizro is the spine. Meaning, do you need to have that the lulav will have a tefach of the spine will be tefach above the hadasim and arovis? Or, if you have leaves, that's good enough. The leaves coming out of the spine. Similarly, is the ezoiv need to be tefach chutz migivoylim? Meaning, the givoylim or the leaves that come out of the stem. Does it have to be tefach with the leaves? Or without the leaves, meaning the stem itself has to be a tefach. So says the Gemara of Yoisi, Rav Tavi B'Shem Rav, Rav Chanino, Rav Parnoch, Rav Matno, Yoisi Bar Menashe B'Shem Rav. They said, lulav tefach milvat shizro. The lulav could be a tefach without the spine. I mean, the leaves could be tefach. As of tefach chutz migiv oilov. It needs to be tefach without its leaves. That's how Rav Chaim explains the question and answer. And seemingly, the maskanta according to Rav Chaim is that by lulav we're more makel, we're more lenient, saying the lulav could be a tefach including the leaves. And by ezoiv, we're more machmer, there needs to be a tefach, the stem itself, without the leaves. The Korban Eidah and Pnei Moshe learned differently. They learned that it's a requirement. You need to have a tefach except the shedra, meaning not only the spine, the spine of lulav is when everything is still connected. You have to have an additional tefach. It's a chumrah. You have to have additional tefach above the spine of alim, and similarly by ezoiv. So according to them, it's a chumrah by lulav, not a kula by lulav, as it sounds from the Pirush of Chaim Kanievsky. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Tet Zayin.